to Ashaholics. I am your host, Ash Hollywood, and we are brought to you by the wonderful people at JulieLand.com. Right now, we're sitting here at a local pub with my guest today, Christian. You may know him as Christian Triple X. And today's topic is going to be dating a dom. Yep, I'm making you talk about it, motherfucker. I make you do a lot of things you don't want to do, but I have a feeling that your girlfriend makes you do more things you don't want to do.
You'd like to think that.
I would like to think that. I don't really know. I don't. It was a shock to me when he told me they were dating in the first place.
I guess.
It was the Fairly Odd Couple coming together, but it's actually quite adorable now that I think about it. Can
like
we talk about
like
it?
4 months behind.
Let's talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
How long has it been going for?
4 or 5 months.
Man. Yeah, wow.
You Ashaholics may know his girlfriend. She was also a guest on my podcast, and you've seen me on the pages of Femdom Empire being directed by her. Her name is Lexi Sindel.
You've seen all three of us together.
If you've been keeping up, you've seen all three of us together. We double-domed Christian ourselves, which was really cute. I had my long hair at the time.
Can I just say something?
What?
It sucked.
Yay!
It was during a moratorium and I couldn't have sex with either of them.
I know. Well, Christian hates to be dommed or have anything placed up his butt when he doesn't get to fuck back. And that's exactly what we did to him. We did not let him have what he wanted.
The worst.
So Lexi and I both dressed up in matching outfits with our long blonde hair and we dommed the hell out of ever so tall Christian.
It was good. You know, that scene is like in the top 50 of all of them.
Is it?
It's like the main one. It's like her most popular one. Yeah, it's very good.
Yay. I love it. I know the numbers go up anytime Lexi gets in front of the camera
because
the guys miss her.
It's like, all right, thanks.
Yeah, we made you our little pink fuck tube. Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
What do you want to know about?
What is your life dating Lexi like?
Can we back up once? I want to know, what point did you ask her out on a date the first time when you got interested?
I know. Were you guys already dating?
Was it like interest?
Maybe.
I know you guys were going out on dinners and hanging out.
Well, we went out in February and on one date, and I took her to BLT and spent like $300 on one meal. And then, of course, she didn't. She's like, I had a great time, and then didn't talk to me again for like 6 months. So I was like, all right. And then
not playing hard to get, playing don't want to get.
And then I ran into, she's good friends with Alexis Grace. And I ran into Alexis Grace somewhere. And I was like, and I was asking Alexis Grace about her, about Lexi the whole time. And I was like, looking back.
Oh, you're like a giddy little schoolboy.
And then I hit her up and I said, hey, I'd still love to see you again or something. And she just said she wouldn't do anything. And then we went to dinner again. And then she came over and I got a bottle of wine for her and we just chit chatted.
You had to lick her up to get her to sit down with you. I see how it is.
And yeah, of course. I'm on no dummy.
Drink more.
I'm doing this forever. Exactly. Wine, no problem. Let me get you two.
Exactly.
So
let's do shots.
And then we just started to figure out that we were just real compatible and
a lot in common.
We really do. You know, she's younger than I am, but. We have the similar lifestyles and we both work very hard and
my first impression of her, because I met her here with Ash, was that A, super super smart,
yes,
and all I could think about was like you couldn't just pull shit by her, like she would just see right through the bullshit.
I look up to Lexi in a lot of ways and that's definitely the characteristics that I look up to. So on and off for about 4 months. That's funny because she likes to tweet things like, I should probably be a lesbian.
Well, yeah, she's not, you know, she's a dom, so she has to be a dom. So she can't really be like a normal person on her Twitter. Her Twitter's not her. Twitter is her persona.
This is true, but you do spend a lot of time tweeting cute things about her.
I do it on purpose because she hates every second of it. So I do it just because she gets pissed off. She's like, I do Twitter relationship updates because she hates it. And so that makes me do it even worse.
So you like to annoy her.
Of course. Last night we had dinner at Benihana with her and her mother, and she was drinking Mai Tais, and it was great, you know? And so I'm just telling the story right now because she hates it. So.
And it ruins her reputation.
Of course.
It does.
All the doms I know, which I know plenty of them, I always say, like, yeah, it's like, little do people know that they're really nice, normal girls who do normal things.
She does, but, you know, she is... You know, she is still a very you know, she's definitely is a dom. I mean, that's her life.
So
I mean,
do you get punished at home? No. You don't get smacked around at all? I see you blushing a little. I'm pretty sure she smacked you a couple times. Just because
people say that, but it's not like, that's not really realistic. I mean, like, that's not really, doing that is something you that I like to explore, but it's not something that I do in my personal life. You know, it's something that I feel like it's like a separate thing.
So when you guys are sitting at home, do her slaves go and fetch you drinks and shit like that?
They don't live with us.
Do you like man up and go get a beer?
She does talk to them. You know, they live somewhere else, but yeah. Mm-hmm. They help her. They did move her stuff in when she moved in. She had some slaves move her stuff in for her.
They just moved all of her stuff? Yeah. I hired movers. I hired part-time slaves.
Yeah.
So you're living with her now?
We've lived together for almost 2 months.
Yeah. What have you done with your place? Is it gone now?
No, we live in my place.
Oh, okay. I get it.
She moved into my place, and then we're going to move somewhere.
She took my fucking bedroom.
Damn. You moved too, didn't you?
Yeah, I am no longer legitimately Ash Hollywood. I live in another location.
Yeah, who do you live with? Really by yourself? Not hard
to You're Ash downtown.
Out. You live by yourself?
No, I do not.
Who do you live with?
I have my pets.
Really?
It's two cats, a dog, and a boy.
It's two cats and two dogs, one dog man boy. No, I'm just kidding. I can't give them shit. My boyfriend has definitely manned up since we've gotten a different place together, and he's done very well.
And he got nominated for best.
And he got nominated. Best new male performer. He got nominated within his first year for best new performer for Expos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Evian wouldn't nominate him quite yet.
They haven't come out with their awards. Let's not speak too hasty.
But he didn't come out for newcomer in Evian in the fan voting.
Oh, in the fan voting.
The fan voting.
No, no, there was no new guys. It was just new girls. It was all guys.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, he wasn't going to get that.
I am also nominated for Evian. Pretty exciting. Thank you, guys. I don't anticipate winning, and if I do, I'll probably start crying because
maybe 101 Models Twitter, your agency, will start promoting you a little
maybe.
Bit.
Maybe Christian will promote me.
Me?
The only closest thing we got to a win was... What, 2 years ago?
Was that Bobby
best
won, right?
Best site for AVN. Yeah.
Bobby won best site for AVN, and I miss Bobby. I really do. I look up to that girl as well, speaking of doms. So tell me more about your personal life.
What do you want to
I'm know? Really curious because my place just got taken. I was supposed to be the wifey. You know how many times this man has proposed to me? If I had a dollar for every time Christian proposed to me, I could retire from this business.
Listen, I love my Ash Hollywood, but she, you know, she went and got a boyfriend. What do you want me to do? Sit around?
Wait. You're supposed to wait.
You're supposed
flaccid
to wait.
And sad all night? Come on.
I've been waiting for years.
So what do you want to know?
I want to know what your favorite color is.
Favorite color is blue.
And what's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal is hedgehog.
And what's if hedgehogs never existed, what other animal would be your favorite?
Giraffes.
Giraffes.
What's your favorite number?
33.
Why?
Larry Bird.
What's your favorite position?
Reverse cowgirl.
Oh, you're awful.
Remember? Because I'd do it for you.
Oh, that's right. I don't mind reverse cowgirl with Christian over here because he just picks me up and puts me where I need to be. Right. There's no effort in it at all, which is
no
what
work.
I really like about sex is when there's no work involved on my part.
You just got to look good and make some noise.
I just got to look good and pose well. And
it's true.
If you could direct a movie starring Ash Hollywood, a feature porn film, what would the storyline be?
You know, I would do something. I would try to stretch your limits and do something you haven't done before. I would try to figure out what you haven't done.
Like maybe
I haven't done a lot of things.
Maybe like you're nice in it. You're actually nice.
Maybe I'm nice for once, right?
That's what works. You know, that would works. My next door neighbor is Johnny Darko, and that's what works for him. Is he figures? You know what I mean when he does those movies about girls. So
right.
I
Let's
think
see.
That's a great concept. A for Ash.
A for Ash. I've only done one interracial scene. I have. Another one coming
on
up.
On camera.
Hey, I went through my phase when I was in high school. I was a small town girl that just moved down to Texas. I was a really good athlete, and I had my phase. I was really into the black and Asian mix, Blasians. I don't know why. It was the best of both worlds for
Are
me.
You ever going to do anal?
Oh, we're talking about that right now, too.
Sure.
Jules Jordan and I are in conversation about finally making my ass not a virgin on camera.
Okay. And who are you going to get for talent for that?
Well, of course, Jules Jordan will have to be in one of the scenes. He's very good about taking that. I mean, if you dangle a virgin in front of everybody, they're going to take it, right? If you dangle money in front of me, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. Not virgin. Hey, by the way, let me ask you a question. If a girl has never had sex before and her hymen is intact, but she does anal a bunch, is she still a virgin?
There was a porn star years ago.
There was a girl.
Aurora Jolie used to.
But there was another girl that recently did that. Does that count as being a virgin? That counts as being a Christian virgin, but not a real virgin.
I like that answer. All right, I'll use that.
That I find that, your pussy's a virgin, but whatever.
Also, if you aren't naked, but you have a strap on, and you fuck guys until they come with your strap on? Are you having sex on camera?
That's still sex. I mean, it takes two people to tango.
Right.
One.
Not really. It takes one and a Hitachi in some cases.
But that's not really tangoing. That's kind of just squatting in place. Gargoyling over it. That's like one version of gargoyling.
I actually think there's sex is not black and white, and it's just a bunch of shades of gray, so there's all different kinds.
But isn't it black and white if it's an interracial scene? I'm just kidding.
Nice.
I'm so mad.
else would you like to know?
If you could marry me, how do you anticipate our wedding looking? Is it a circus or is it traditional?
No, it's traditional. Come on.
Oh, come on. I see it as a circus. I want an AVN wedding.
Oh my
in
God.
Front of everybody at the Hard Rock.
And are you going to have
I want midgets and dogs.
Are you going to have
only one person
has
done that?
Are you going to be a bunch of porn stars as bridesmaids too?
Well, this is my maid of honor sitting right here, okay. Brandi Anderson.
Okay.
Of course. Okay. Who would your best man be in that situation? If we had a porno marriage, like straight on fucking circus, who would your best man be?
Mike Sullivan.
Yes. We would record the whole thing. We'd put it live on StreamMate for all of you. Don't worry.
Can I be the minister?
Yes. I wanted you to be the flower boy.
Who married Jack Lawrence and Annie Cruz at AVN? God, somebody in porno, I thought, Eric did. John. What?
Was it Eric John that married them?
No.
No, but
oh,
Eric,
he got married.
Eric
no,
John
but
and Vicky Chase also got married at AVN.
No. Jack Lawrence and Annie Cruz got married on the floor at AVN.
On the floor? Like during the awards show?
No, during the convention.
Oh, during the convention.
In front of everybody.
Right.
That is crazy.
That's not not at AVN, like in the city. Like, right there. Like.
Right next to the Wicked booth?
Yes.
And just left of the Vivid booth.
Why don't they have a full-time marriage booth at the Expo? You think it would be great.
Yikes.
I mean, next we'll see Danny Daniels and Xander Corvus getting married at AVN.
Exactly. Woo! Yes.
I can't wait until this year's AVN.
Sign an 8x10 and get married.
You're going to get me on her no list. Oh, wait. I already am.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'm on her no list, too.
Oh,
don't
stop,
worry.
Stop.
I'm on her no list.
What else?
You're on her no
list. Yeah, I asked her to shoot, and she's like, eh.
Well, then she's not allowed to come to Julieland. If you say no, you're banned. You don't get invited back.
Going back to AVN, how many AVNs have you gone to?
How many awards have you won? You won last
four.
Year.
I've won four.
That's four more than I've won.
I've been to every year. I went in 2001, just when I was dating the girl in the business, just wandered around. And then 2 years later, I was signing for Falcon and then changing clothes and then trying to get work and straight porn. That's when I first started to switch back. And then in 2004 is when I started going every year.
Are you going this year with your girlfriend?
Last year I didn't go. I went, but I did scenes, so I didn't actually go to the convention.
Right.
I heard it's really depressing compared to what
it was.
If
you've been going to AVN since 2001, it's significantly
I've been going since 1998.
Different.
Was my first one, and it was massive.
It used to be massive. The last time it was massive was actually the first year, I think, that I met you, really? Richard. That's when they used to have it. Everybody would stay at the Venetian, and they had, what was it, the award show was actually at the Palms or something.
The last
weird.
One I went to was 3 years ago, I think.
Years ago was the last good
and
one.
And that's the one where I spent it.
The awards are getting bigger, and the conventions are getting smaller.
You know, right.
The award, when my first award in 2004 was in the ballroom at the Venetian. It was like this little, it was like a flat room
right.
with
exactly.
a projector in the back. Yeah. It was just,
so that's where it was
I
for
remember,
a lot of years.
I'll never forget because they had a presentation about how Evil Angel told everyone not to buy their porn on the internet. That was like the big thing. It was like buy
they were pushing DVDs.
They were pushing DVDs. Don't buy your porn on the internet.
And now it's really hard to even get anybody to buy DVDs.
I'll never forget that. Like, man, these guys just don't get it. Like, it's already over.
I think, my first one was with Julie, and it was massive. It was, like, 10 times what it is today.
They now hold it all in the Hard Rock. If you guys are interested in going to AVN or getting any tickets or going and meeting your favorite porn star.
What happened to the one they used to have here in LA, the convention downtown?
There was a VSDA.
They still have the
not the awards.
Erotica? Exotica? Whatever, yeah.
What happened to that? Not have it this year?
No. Now that stupid adult con bullshit.
Yeah, they have adult con here in LA. Exotica LA stopped doing so well, so they took it out. You can still go to Exotica's in Chicago,
New Jersey,
and there's Florida.
There's one in Florida. I think they had two different ones in Florida this year just to try out which location was better.
Right.
But they don't do one on the West Coast.
No, there was a VSDA they used to do here in LA. That was the year, 99 was the year where I shot and met. That's, I think I told you about that, where I shot Jenna and Jessica Drake, everybody like. All the Wicked Girls, VSDA, everybody, VCA.
Awesome.
Vivid. Remember Kobe Todd?
Get off your phone, Christian. What the fuck do you think this is? A podcast or something?
His girlfriend's
You're my guest.
His girlfriend's checking up on him.
Is your girlfriend checking on you? Yeah, is she asking where you are?
She says she just texted Ash Hollywood's now on your no list.
It's okay. Am I missing out on anything?
Yes, you are.
I'm just kidding. I would probably be missing out on quite a few scenes because Christian requests me a lot.
Are you going to tell her that Ash is on her no list?
No, I'd never do that.
You know, she did tweet that she was thinking about becoming a lesbian, and I was going to swoop right up on that.
You guys all, I told her.
I'm really good at stealing male talent's girlfriends.
There needs to be a scene like her, you, Aaliyah Love, and maybe Lexi Bell, all four of y'all together, look like almost like sisters.
Oh my God.
That'd be pretty fun. Yeah. I'm growing my hair out naturally now. I couldn't deal with the extensions.
I love it.
The
extensions are no good. No bueno.
The extensions were horrible.
That's your look.
This is my look?
Yeah.
Sassy.
But my hair is growing really fast. It's like that Reese Witherspoon length right now. So I look slightly innocent, but maybe like
you
a cunt. Slightly innocent, a little bitchy, but that's okay. So Christian, I'm so happy I could have you back. You've been fucking phenomenal, as always. It's a treat to see you every time, especially times that my car doesn't get smashed.
By illegals.
By illegals. Yes, Christian was trying to take me out to dinner, as he is a gentleman, believe it or not, people. He's quite the gentleman, if he likes you.
Where am I from?
Where are you from? You're from Texas.
Of course. Well,
Southern boy. Southern hospitality.
Texas scares me.
And yeah.
Any state that has more guns than people is a little worrisome.
Do you really think it has more guns than
it
people?
It does. That's a fact.
No, maybe.
It's a fact.
Maybe
no,
pretty close.
It's a fact. I've been there many of times, and I'm scared.
Longhorns all the way.
No.
Thank you guys for listening to Ashaholics. Christian, how can we find you, follow you, and or stalk you? I know where you live.
I was about to say.
I really do know where you live.
You want to give out his address?
Come over whenever you want.
And your Twitter is?
ChristianXXX1, the number one.
Would you like to drop any of those blogs?
No.
No? Okay, fine. You can listen to our other podcast that we had with Christian the week before. And you can also follow me at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at ashhollywood. And of course, check out julieland.com for all of your filthy and artistic needs. Bye.